Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, January 11, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. More adults worry about the economy than COVID. New cases of the virus up 300% since Joe Biden's inauguration last January. Most voters say American society in the state of decay. Michelle Obama re-enters politics. Also ahead, how the Biden administration is letting us down on the COVID front. But first, a survey from the Associated Press says more Americans are concerned about the economy than the pandemic. About one-third of us list COVID as our top concern heading into the new year. That's down 53% from last year. 7 in 10 cite the economy as their main worry in daily life. And voters are dissatisfied with Mr. Biden's response to both inflation and COVID. The 7-day average of new COVID infections, now 3 times higher than January 2021 last year. The CDC confirming 720,000 cases every day. That figure was about 180,000 during Donald Trump's last week in office. Americans still scrambling to find testing as the variant surges. The Biden administration vowing to distribute 500 million take-home kits, but those will not be available anytime soon. A new poll from the Trafalgar Group says a vast majority of adults believe American culture is in deep trouble. 77% of us say our society is now in a state of decay. Just 10% think we're living in a state of progress. 13% are unsure. According to respondents, biggest challenges facing the USA include cancel culture, political polarization, and race relations. Michelle Obama wading into politics for the first time since her husband left the White House in 2017. The former First Lady taking out a full-page ad in the New York Times promoting her progressive foundation, When We All Vote. That's the name of it. The group wants to register millions of new voters and train 100,000 volunteers before the midterm elections in November. Writes Ms. Obama, quote, "We stand united in our conviction to organize and make our democracy work for all of us. I hope all of us includes Republicans. We want everybody involved in this." In a moment, COVID confusion should not be happening. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. You may have heard that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has contracted COVID. She apparently was at a nightclub in Miami without a mask. There are pictures of her there. And that is a very good way to get COVID, right? Of course, the Congresswoman is vaccinated, so she says, and a mask warrior. You got to wear it, you got to wear it, you got to wear it. That's what she says. So what's going on here? I don't know, but I would like to know. However, the Biden administration will not tell me, and this includes the Gremlin, Anthony Fauci, really what the truth is about COVID. We can't get the information. So I'm a simple man, as you know or may know, and I have four simple questions that I can't get answered. Number one, does a vaccine work against Omicron, the new variant? Well, apparently not for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So what's the deal here? If we're fully vaxxed, including the booster, are we still going to get the variant? Yes or no? Number two, do masks stop the transmission of COVID? And where is the data to back that up? So, yeah, wear the mask, wear the mask, wear the mask, but does it do any good? So there's a lot of confusion on that, right? After 2 years, shouldn't there be data about masks presented to the American public? My third question, how long does it take for the vaccines to wane? So I've gotten three shots myself, all right? Moderna, the two regular vax, and the booster. I'm protected to when? Is there a study? Is there anything from the federal government? And the final question that I have is this. Are people who get the virus immune from getting it again? If so, for how long? Now, these are all vital questions. But we don't have any answers. None. There was a statement over the weekend by the head of the CDC, Rachel Walensky, that said a recent study done by the government says that if you are vaccinated, you will not die from COVID. Very, very rare that you die. Okay, that's good. But where are the other studies? Again, this is 2 years in. Masks, COVID immunity, vaccination waning. Those are vital questions for Americans, particularly if you have children going to school. And again, the distortions about kids in school are out of control. Can we have a study? My kids went to Catholic school and they went all through the pandemic, yet public schools shut down. What's that all about? Were the Catholic school kids falling over with COVID? I can answer that, and it's no. Anyway, we need some clarity here. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The beverage industry generates $150 billion each year in the USA alone. While a big chunk of that comes from booze, beer and wine, the biggest sellers are items that most families have in the refrigerator. Here are the most popular beverages in America right now. First up, fruit juice, biggest seller since the 1950s, orange juice. The average adult drinks 5 gallons every year of OJ. It is a good source of vitamin C, but it's packed with sugar. One 12-ounce glass of orange juice has 10 teaspoons of sugar. So be very careful there. Next, H2O, that is water. Last year, consumers drank more than 14 billion gallons of bottled water. According to data from the government, 65% of the bottled water came out of a tap someplace. So the next time you're thirsty, you may want to save a few bucks and fill up from your tap because that's what you may be getting for a couple of bucks a bottle. Milk, a top choice in the USA, the average family consuming about 1,000 pounds of milk products on an annual basis. 95% of all households in America keep milk in the refrigerator at all times. I did not know that. Soda, and other carbonated beverages near the top of the list. The typical American drinks 4 gallons of soda every month. Wow. One can of Coke or Pepsi contains 12 teaspoons of sugar. For folks enjoying one Coke a day, that's 30 pounds of sugar every year. And sugar can really hurt you. The most popular drink in America, coffee. This country continued its love affair with caffeine last year, with the average adult drinking 90 gallons of coffee every year. Now, if you go to Starbucks or those other shishi coffee places, it's about $3 for a regular coffee. If you invested the price of a single coffee every day in a savings account after 50 years, you'd have $320,000 in the bank. And here's something else you might not know. Brewing coffee at home is good for your wallet and your waistline. Store-bought brews contain about 250 calories. A cup in your kitchen, 25 calories. Right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.